wanna know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland.
Hold it now.
Hey, Roland, who was that guy you were getting all up in his last night on CNN after the president's...
All up in his Ari.
Well, that was Ari Fleischer, who used to be the press secretary for President George W. Bush. So, you know, look, I had to go John Shaft on him, Tom. I mean, you know, come on now. I have no problem if we have different of opinion, but you are not, we're not going to have alternative facts. That's just not going to happen. And Sybil didn't help because she was texting me, get him.
That's the way Sybil is, egging them on.
I was like, is this the most ignorant fool you've ever seen? And he was straight-faced, and Roland was not giving him any sway at all. Roland just went in and stuck his foot and then kept going deeper and deeper.
That's why I got some brown shoes on this morning. All right, so, of course, the president gave his State of the Union address last night, and the question now is, will it help him? Where does it go from here? Will he see a potential bump? How will the American people respond? That all based upon polls and things along those lines. So we turn to the Obama 2012 pollster, one of the top pollsters in the country, Cornell Belcher. Cornell, good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Always good, Cornell. Now, Cornell, let's get right to it. The president, you know, look, he is not necessarily a confrontational guy. But last night, I did think that his speech was as close as he got to open up a can of whoop-ass on Congress as you ever seen him do.
Well, I think it was a little bit of both. I mean, he did lay out some things, a lot of issues, tax reform, what have you, that infrastructure, what have you, that once upon a time Republicans were for. So I think he did offer out a lot of items there that, quite frankly, Republicans should be for, the common sense approaches to rebuilding an economy that lasts. But he also said, you know, look, if you won't do it, I can't wait, and I will act on my own where I can, which is I think, exactly what the American people are looking for.
Now the next step, and obviously today, I mean, he's taking it around the country. He's hitting battleground states. But I've also contended that he needs to go to those poor white folks in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, some of the reddest of the red states, and say, look, the people who you keep voting for are the folks who are opposing me. When my health care plan helps you, when my jobs plan helps you, so you need to be putting pressure on them as well. Why won't this White House or even the campaign team take it directly to the heart of the GOP on their territory?
Well, I think if you look at the Obama team, what we did in 08, we expanded the battleground. We went into some states that traditionally had not been Democratic states, like Virginia, North Carolina, Indiana. And I think this time around you're also going to see a very aggressive campaign. Because, look, we've got a message that we think resonates with a broad middle-class America, whether you're white or black, sort of economics of common sense. And when you look at sort of where middle America is and working blue-collar white America is, he laid out a lot last night that made a lot of economic sense to them as well. I think you'll see him expand the map again. Look, states like Arizona that have been traditionally red states, I think you're going to see that campaign expand in states like Arizona, perhaps even play a little bit in Georgia. So when you look at the message that the president has about sort of economic fairness, it is a message that resonates not just with blacks, but should also resonate with whites who are also struggling and also see the unfairness in our system right now.
All right, Cornell Belcher, when will we see the latest poll results after this speech last night?
Tom, you know, they're polling right now. But quite frankly, you know, historically, the president, regardless of the Democrat, Republican, the president maybe get a 1 or 2, 3 or 4 point bounce out of the State of the Union, but typically it doesn't last. It's a false bounce. What the president has to do now, and his surrogates have to do right now, is go out across the country and sell his vision, because that's what the State of the Union is. It's really the president laying out his vision for where he wants to take the country. The bounce won't last. He's got to go out there and sell it. His surrogates got to go out there and sell his vision. As Roland would say, we've got to go to the heart of the Republican areas. We've got to go to the heart of the Democratic areas and lay out this guy's common sense vision for rebuilding America that lasts.
Well, I got a kick out last night when even John McCain couldn't stand up on immigration reform, and I'm like, you've been the man touting that for all these years. They were scared to stand up. And of course, my man Eric Cantor, I tweeted Tom, I said, tell Eric Cantor there's a mannequin sitting in his spot in the house because he was barely moving last night. Cornell, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Civil, I got some other people to go kick their behind. So
I know, that's right. Yeah.
All right, Roland. You're right, player. There's a biscuit in his pocket. You can tell.
You can tell.
You can just tell by the way he was talking.
He didn't seem too much in a hurry to get back to the table because he's got something.